My Life Today, June 7, Obedience, Highways to Happiness. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that He might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments. Happiness must be sought in the right way and from the right source. Some think that they may surely find happiness in a course of indulgence in sinful pleasures or in deceptive worldly attractions, and some sacrifice physical and moral obligations, thinking to find happiness, and they lose both soul and body. Others will seek their happiness in the indulgence of an unnatural appetite, and consider the indulgence of taste more desirable than health and life. Many suffer themselves to be enchained by sensual passions and will sacrifice physical strength, intellect, and moral powers to the gratification of lust. They will bring themselves to untimely graves and in the judgment will be charged with self-murder. Is this the happiness desirable which is to be found in the path of disobedience and transgression of physical and moral law? Christ's life points out the true source of happiness and how it is to be attained. If they would be happy indeed, they should cheerfully seek to be found at the post of duty, doing the work which devolves upon them with fidelity, conforming their hearts and lives to the perfect pattern. Upon obedience depends life and happiness, health and joy, of men, women, and children. Obedience is for their well-being in this life and in the life to come. Where can we find a surer guide than the only true God? Where is a safer path than that in which the Eternal leads the way? When we follow Him, we are in no cheap, tangled bush path. The path of obedience to God is the path of virtue, of health, and happiness.